It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, Adam Bash here. Doing another episode of This Day's History. If you've never listened to the show before, let me give you the short premise. I met an angel in late August who granted me the power / curse to erase one day from the history of existence. And I, of course, am basing that solely on celebrity birthdays. So we here on this podcast kind of have set up a celebrity birthday death match type situation, where every day we talk about the celebrity birthdays from that day and compare it against the rolling worst one from the month. And then at the end of this whole thing, we will do a little battle royale thing with all of the worst months, the worst birthday dates for the month. Okay. And we got a real stinker rolling in here because September 10th is still on its losing ways. Okay. September 10th, for those who don't remember, is Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer. I've been practicing that like all day. Arnold Palmer, to be an announcer at the Masters and have to say Arnold Palmer all the time. God, you wouldn't be able to drink an orange soda there, I'll tell you that much. It'll flim you right up. And Joe Perry, guitarist for Aerosmith. So let's go ahead and rate these against each other, or against the people from September 14th. Now, September 14th has not a lot of real peaks, but there are some people on here that are worth talking about. So let's run through a couple of honorary mentions first. Nas was born on September 14th. Andrew Lincoln, if you enjoy The Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln was born on September 14th. And Walter Koenig, Chekhov himself, was born on September 14th. So, you know, we really can't consider the honorable mentions. They aren't in the top three, and that's really what we've kind of built this around, is just comparing those top three. Okay, so Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, and Joe Perry go up against this three that I'm going to lay on you right now. So number three, born on today, would be Sam Neill. Sam Neill played Dr. Grant on Jurassic Park, and he had some other roles that were probably important to some people, but the only thing that I really care about was that he was in Jurassic Park. That's it. That's the only thing that's important. So that was good. I liked him in Jurassic Park. Could he have been replaced? Yeah, maybe. Maybe he could have been. I don't know. I could see other people in that role. If we were talking about Jeff Goldblum right now, no. Not a question. Not a concern. Sam Neill? I don't know. Maybe. I'm playing real hot and loose with my emotions right now, but Sam Neill maybe could have been replaced. Okay. Number two is Amy Winehouse. Now, gone too soon. And gosh, you know, all you can think about is how blessed we all are that she was on this earth as long as she was, and that we even have any Amy Winehouse songs to just adore. So for that not to have existed, for Amy Winehouse to have never existed, so her music would just be gone from humanity, I think would be a real loss. I definitely do. Number one is, and I think there's a little bit of kismet here, because we are comparing the number one from September 10th, Joe Perry, against Tyler Perry from all of the Madea movies, and also Tyler Perry's House of Pain. So Tyler Perry is, listen, he's not aiming at my demographic, but goddamn, he's hitting my demographic, okay? Because I do enjoy Tyler Perry movies quite a bit. It's one of my, I guess, I wouldn't consider it a guilty pleasure, because I'll tell anybody I like Tyler Perry movies. But it is a knowingly odd enjoyment that I get out of watching a Tyler Perry movie. And House of Pain, that show was, that was good. I liked it. Predictable? Sure. But you know what? Sometimes sitcoms have to be a little bit formulaic to really get to you. So, Tyler Perry, I'm a fan. I enjoy a lot of what Tyler Perry does. But I mean, I'm also a fan of Joe Perry. And I've been knocking down Joe Perry for weeks. I guess not for weeks. It's been, what, 5 days, I guess, at this point. 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. Here we are. 5 days. I've been knocking down Joe Perry for 5 days. And I feel bad about it because it's not Joe Perry's fault that he's not, you know, bigger than he is. He's, I mean, Joe Perry's done a lot, right? And if you start listing out lead guitarists for, like, triple A caliber rock bands, you're going to hit Joe Perry before you get out of the top five, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you get to 10. But probably you're going to get it maybe in the top five. If you know that Joe Perry is the guitarist for Aerosmith, which you probably do. Most people probably. I think you probably do. I'm going to stop even saying that's what he is. We're just going to talk about Joe Perry now. We're going to accept the fact that, yeah, because probably realistically his profile has risen as we've continued this show along. I mean, he's getting talked about every day. Tyler Perry ain't getting talked about every day. Oh, he probably is. Okay, so let's do it straight up. Let's do the straight up chalk roll. Ryan Phillippe and Sam Neill. I mean, Sam Neill wins. Ryan Phillippe is. I mean, what's the point? What's the point of Ryan Phillippe? I mean, I think everybody said that at a certain point, and then here we are. We don't have Ryan Phillippe anymore. Amy Winehouse and Arnold Palmer. Amy's gonna win again. Joe Perry cleared Ben Savage, but Ben kept it close enough that Fiona Apple could clean it up yesterday. I mean, there's no argument here, right? Because I feel as passionate and as strong about Amy Winehouse's music as I do about Fiona Apple's music. There's actually a lot of corollary there, if you think about it. And I like Tyler Perry more than I like Ben Savage. So if I'm going to be consistent with myself, which I feel I have to be internally consistent, there's no argument here. September 14th, you're fine. September 10th, you're still on the chopping block. Okay. So here we are. You know, we're rolling into another day, right? It's going to be the sixth day here that you've been sitting in this spot. I thought this was Charlie Sheen's problem, you know, that he was going to be sitting here rolling through the whole month. Right now, it's your problem, okay? So, you know, think about it. Fix your sitch, right? Because pretty soon, you're going to have the longest streak. If you lose tomorrow, that's it. Longest streak. There you are. You're going to be the one known as the big loser, kind of at this point. And you don't want to be that. You don't want to get to the end of September and then have to wait through the whole year and find out whether or not you're getting erased from history. I know it's cruel, but I think it's a more engaging way to do it. Okay, so that's the way we're going to handle it. And September 10th, get your shit together. I mean, running out of time here, right? Okay, so I'll see you guys tomorrow on This Day is History.